In Afghanistan, the Taliban has intensified its campaign of violence and expanded the territory under its control. At the same time, the US has stepped up its airstrikes against the group's leadership. A Taliban leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, was recently killed by a drone attack in the mountainous border region just inside Pakistan's Baluchistan province. But the US isn't always so precise with its targets. In October 2015, a US gunship attacked a building in northern Afghanistan which it thought contained Taliban fighters. Instead, it was a hospital operated by MSF, Médecins Sans Frontières. Matthew Akins is a Shell Fellow at the Nation Institute and has been reporting from Afghanistan since 2008. He spent months investigating the attack and says it was more than a case of just mistaken identity.
Well, the MSF hospital in Kunduz was a trauma surgery hospital. It primarily treated victims of, you know, the conflict there. People were wounded in the war. It was really the only hospital of its kind that was providing a very high level of, you know, international service to people in northern Afghanistan.
And Matthew, just to reiterate, it tended to all sides, did it? The Afghan government forces and Taliban fighters alike.
Yes, MSF is founded on the principle of humanitarian neutrality, like the Red Cross. They do treat all sides.
Now, on the night of October 3rd last year, the MSF hospital was attacked by a US AC-130 gunship with its array of weapons, including cannon, which shoot exploding incendiary rounds. It circled above the building and it was told to bomb it, and it did so very comprehensively. What was the effect of that attack? Can you describe what happened to the building?
The attack, which lasted for about half an hour, completely destroyed the main building. I mean, the AC-130 is a devastating weapon. It's a gunship, as you mentioned, loaded with weaponry, very precise, very often used with the special forces, who were the ones who called this airstrike in. And it set the building on fire. People burned to death, patients burning in their beds, doctors, nurses. In the end, about 42 people were killed and dozens injured.
A report into the incident found what?
Well, the U.S. military's report on the incident, which is the sort of redacted version, was released last month, found that it was an accident, that a combination of technical errors and bad decisions on the part of the gunship crew and the special forces team on the ground led to the hospital being misidentified. They apparently, according to the military, had thought that it was a completely different building, one that had been taken over by the Taliban.
You've been investigating this case. What do you make of that report?
What we found through our reporting and also by looking at things that were presented in that report is that Afghan forces in Kunduz had long resented MSF for treating all sides, for treating the Taliban. And because Kunduz City had been taken over by the Taliban, you know, for that period, there were a lot of Taliban inside MSF. Now, they were there as patients. They were unarmed. The hospital was fully under control of MSF. But either through malice or bad intelligence or a combination of both, the Afghan forces had come to believe that it had become some sort of Taliban headquarters. They passed those false reports on to the Americans, and they also provided an exact description of the hospital to the special forces commander that night that played a key role in the hospital being struck.
Just on that whole idea of the Taliban being present in the hospital, there were reports, were there not, about Taliban commanders being in the hospital and carrying radios, if not necessarily weapons?
Yes, either patients or every patient in these hospitals were allowed a caretaker, basically someone who could help the staff in taking care of them. So there were Taliban in there. They caretakers allowed to bring in cell phones. We found evidence they brought in radios, which is something the MSF says they don't think would have happened, but that's what witnesses told us. And we're told by Afghan forces that they had used their radio direction finders to locate Taliban transmissions from coming inside the hospital. Now, just because they brought in radios and cell phones, does that mean that this hospital full of doctors and patients has suddenly become a target that you can just wipe out like this? No.
It seems quite extraordinary that the special forces did not have a grid coordinates spelling out where the MSF hospital was.
One of the things that we've been sort of writing about with this story is just how ad hoc and hasty the response was. You know, the U.S. supposedly ended its combat mission in Afghanistan in 2014. That's what President Obama said. when Kunduz fell to the Taliban, you know, there was this mad scramble to recover the situation because it was so politically embarrassing. And so these special forces were kind of sent in hastily into this city that was held by the Taliban to score a propaganda victory. And they weren't really prepared. They were operating under ambiguous rules of engagement where supposedly they were actually in there in self-defense. Which is ridiculous, and this airstrike was actually called in under rules of self-defense, a kind of loophole to pretend the U.S. isn't still fighting in a combat mission, and that meant that many of the safeguards that have been created around these kinds of airstrikes were bypassed.
Journalist Matthew Aiken speaking to me from Athens. You can hear a longer version of the interview on our website later this evening.